USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says a mutant COVID-19 strain that's more infectious is on track to become the dominant strain in the United States by March. Fewer than 100 cases have been identified in the United States, but the actual number is believed to be much higher. A new study from the European Journal of Clinical Investigation found that mandatory lockdowns did not provide significantly more benefits to slowing the spread of the disease rather than other voluntary measures such as social distancing or travel reduction. Dr. Kanta Ahmed is a pulmonologist at NYU's Langone Medical Center.
We see that people actually, when they know about the risk, modify their behavior before you crush all businesses and all activity.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OceanSalmon. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Federal prosecutors walked back the allegation of a plot to kill lawmakers during the mob attack on the U.S. Capitol. That announcement coming from acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin. That announcement seemed to contradict statements made by federal prosecutors in Arizona, who said Thursday that rioters wanted to capture and assassinate elected officials. The oldest U.S. living Marine has passed away.
The oldest living U.S. Marine, Dorothy Schmidt Cole, has died. Her daughter and only child confirmed her mother's death at the age of 107 in North Carolina. The Charlotte Observer reports Cole enlisted as one of the earliest female Marine reservists following the bombing of Pearl Harbor after she was deemed too short for the Navy. She learned to fly an airplane at just 4'11" and persuaded the Marine Corps to let her be a pilot. She enlisted in July of 1943. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An overwhelming majority of President Trump's supporters surveyed by pollster Frank Luntz say they'd still vote for the president again despite the riots on Capitol Hill. Luntz telling Fox News,
91% of those who voted for Donald Trump on Election Day would vote for him again. And it's astounding that only 5% would switch their vote from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. And I got two more numbers for you. 67% believe that if the votes were counted accurately and fairly, Donald Trump would have won. And the most staggering of all, 78% believed that the election was rigged and stolen. So you've got a segment of the American people, a large segment, that do not trust our electoral process and are just so angry that they feel like the country's drifting away from them.
Citing the pandemic and heightened security at the U.S. Capitol surrounding the upcoming inauguration, organizers of the March for Life announced this year's march would be virtual, with a much smaller group of pro-life leaders leading the marching to represent the movement. The organization saying in a statement, "We are profoundly grateful for the countless women, men, and families who sacrifice to come out in such great numbers each year as a witness for life, and we look forward to being together in person next year." The giant Mega Millions jackpot is now up to $850 million. Nobody matched all six numbers in Friday night's Mega Millions drawing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.